WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A New Year's Eve car crash near a concert venue left three people dead in Rochester, New York. Police Chief David Smith saying the suspect, 35-year-old Michael Avery from Syracuse, New York, rented an SUV from an airport and made multiple purchases of gasoline and gas containers from different locations in the area.
Although the motive behind the crime remains unknown, the conversations we've had with his family so far leads us to believe that Avery may have been suffering from possible undiagnosed mental health issues.
The FBI agent in charge saying there's currently no evidence of a nexus to terrorism. A Japan Airlines flight caught fire after hitting a Coast Guard plane at the Haneda Airport in Tokyo. Five Coast Guard members were killed, but all 397 people on the Japan Airlines plane survived. Buses filled with hundreds of migrants from Texas and Louisiana arriving in New Jersey, an apparent effort to get around a notification rule imposed by New York City's mayor. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
An 11-year-old girl who had been abducted was found safe in Barneveld on Saturday. According to authorities, she was abducted from Indiana, where there was a silver alert out for her return. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office said they were notified that a vehicle at a Quick Trip in Barneveld was involved in an Indiana silver alert and that the occupants of the vehicle were possibly armed. While the Iowa County Sheriff's Office was on their way to Barneveld, they were told that the vehicle was traveling in the township of Dodgeville on U.S. Highway 18 and 151. The City of Dodgeville Police Department was dispatched to assist the Iowa County Sheriff's Office and found the vehicle traveling south on U.S. Highway 151. The Dodgeville Police Department and the Iowa County Sheriff's Office initiated a traffic stop on the vehicle. The 11-year-old was safely removed from the vehicle, and three adults were taken into custody. Those three people are in their 20s and are from South Dakota. They all had warrants for kidnapping of a minor out of Indiana. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Patchy fog is possible early, otherwise cloudy today with high temperatures into the mid-30s. Also, some breezy winds gusting up to 15 miles per hour and staying cloudy tonight as we fall to the upper 20s. Tomorrow will start off cloudy but become mostly sunny by the afternoon. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. It's 27 degrees at our studios.
99.7
Get away.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM inside a 50-minute music hour on a Tuesday with Hearts and Never.
Chance. 90s, and more.
Won't you call me, babe? Always something there to remind me. 99.7 Max FM.
run a little bit hot tonight. I can barely see the road from the heat coming up. Reach down between my legs, ease the seat back.
She's my
Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM and Billy Joel.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress as trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue Continental. And if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new rain in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Aimed at your average teen. How about a pair of pink sidewinders and a bright orange pair? You could really be a bold Brummel, baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new wave, dance crazy. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Try to be a straight A student. If you are, then you think too much. Don't you know about the new fashion, honey? All you need are looks and a whole lot of money. It's the next phase, new wave, dance craze. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Everybody's talking about the new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
Max FM Sports.
The 21st-ranked Wisconsin Badgers return to Big Ten action tonight. They'll host the Iowa Hawkeyes at the Kohl Center. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Badgers 1-0 in the Big Ten, while the Hawkeyes off to an 0-2 start. Bucks fell to the Pacers 122-113 at Fiserv last night, falling to 1-3 against Indiana this season. Giannis had a triple-double in the loss, 30 points, 18 rebounds, 11 assists. Those two teams will square off again Wednesday night, this time in Indianapolis. Another off day for the Packers today before returning to work on Wednesday to start preparing for Sunday afternoon's matchup with the rival Bears at Lambeau Field. The Packers need only a win to get into the wild card playoffs. Football Badgers saw their season come to an end at 7-6. They fell to 13th-ranked LSU 35-31 in Monday's ReliaQuest Bowl. Michigan beat 4th-ranked Alabama 27-20 in overtime at the Rose Bowl to advance to next Monday's college football championship game. They'll take on Washington after the Huskies beat Texas 37-31 in the Sugar Bowl. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
99.7 Max FM. there only to hide my guilt and shame. I forgive you, now I ask the same of you. While we were apart, I was human too.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Another one bites the
Peter Cetera, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM with the glory of love. Hey, thanks for coming along with us on this Tuesday afternoon. We're going to kick off another 50-minute music hour. It's heading your way next with Tom Petty.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Coming up on Saturday, January 6th, it's going to be the Mirror Lake State Park Snowshoe and Hike Event. Join the friends of Mirror Lake State Park for torchlit trails, bonfires, and more. The friends will also have refreshments and goodies for a free will offering that you can enjoy around the bonfires. They'll have two lit trails, one for skiing and one for hiking and snowshoeing. This is a free event, but you will need a valid state park sticker admission for your vehicle. Again, this is Saturday, January 6th from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. More details can be found at friendsofmirrorlakesp.org. And that same day from 10 a.m. until noon, the Sauk City Library will be hosting a Winter Wonderland party for kids and families. This will include crafts, snacks, and a movie. And celebrate the winter season at the George Culver Community Library. They'll be watching the award-winning movie The Snowman by Raymond Briggs. Come chill out at the library and enjoy some indoor winter fun. SaukCityLibrary.org for more details. This is 10 a.m. until noon on January 6th. And a reminder that the 5th Annual FFA Alumni and Supporters Raffle will be taking place on Saturday, February 17th. It's going to be at 10 a.m. You do not need to be present to win, but you can get raffle tickets either by contacting Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters on Facebook or reach out to them on Instagram at Baraboo FFA Alumni. Cost of the tickets are $5 each or $20 for 5 tickets. Again, get all the details over on their Facebook page, Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters. And this drawing will take place February 17th at 10 a.m.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Patchy fog is possible early, otherwise cloudy today with high temperatures into the mid-30s. Also some breezy winds gusting up to 15 miles per hour and staying cloudy tonight as we fall to the upper 20s. Tomorrow will start off cloudy but become mostly sunny by the afternoon. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. It's 27 degrees at our studios. 99.7
It was a beautiful day, sun beat down. I had the radio on, I was driving. Trees went by, me and Del were singing. Possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days and the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine. Running.
90s, and more.
99.7.
I don't like things that are scary and painful.
Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM with Bon Jovi.
should know by the way you parked your car sideways at a wooden mat. You're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb, cause you had a pocket full of horses, children and some of them abuse. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. Jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. You say, baby, I ain't got enough gas. Oh yeah, little red Corvette. Baby, your mind's too fast. Yes, you are. Little red Corvette. Try to tame your little red love.